Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Montana Talks. For those of you just joining us here at the 7 o'clock hour of the show, I told you yesterday how we were testing some new remote broadcast equipment, so we're doing the same once again today, but now we've got the phone system up and running. So that's the best part of the show is you getting the opportunity to be heard all across Montana, and I think it's the best part of the show, us getting a chance to hear from you. 406-294-0970. I think we are going to have Becky Hillier with us here in just a few minutes. Today, though, we're not going to do our normal look at the bright side Freedom Friday update, but we are going to get a great update on Rodeo Billings and the rodeo, outdoor rodeo, coming back to Montana's largest town. I never want to say city. For the first time in a long time, how did night one go? Based on all the news and the, you know, social media posts that I'm seeing, it looks like folks just had an incredible time. So I'm excited to get there for night two here as well. Some other exciting sports news coming up over this weekend. Caden, I don't know if you saw this one. This is pretty cool, though. When it comes to the NFL preseason, so I mentioned it on Monday's show. Tommy Mellott got a little bit of action, not too much action, with the Las Vegas Raiders last weekend. So I think he caught one pass, but it was for negative yardage, so it was probably just a short pass over. But I agree with, I think it was Bob on my Facebook.com/Flint Report page. He says, look, Tommy needs to get more opportunities to get the ball so he can show people what he can do. Totally agree with Bob. Hopefully Tommy Mellott gets some more action. And then, of course, Junior Bergen, I think they were playing the Broncos in the preseason game last weekend. Junior Bergen did what Junior Bergen does. He gets that punt, gets the kick, and just when you think he's about to get clobbered by about four or five guys from the other team, he takes it away. He does a quick pivot in the other direction and takes off down the field. So he had a great play there. But MontanaSports.com, this story caught my eye here. Homegrown Treasure Staters, Tommy Mellott and Junior Bergen, have crossed paths on the football field a handful of times through the years, of course, for the Cat Grizz games. But now they are going to meet as NFL rookies when Tommy Mellott's Las Vegas Raiders play Junior Bergen's San Francisco 49ers in a preseason game this week. Apparently the game is set to kick off Saturday, 2 p.m. Montana time, from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. It will be broadcast on the NFL network. And, of course, Tommy Mellott is a Butte High alum, and Junior Bergen is a Billings senior alum. So, anyway, excited to see some of the highlights of that game if I don't get a chance to actually watch it myself. So that should be a ton of fun. By the way, wouldn't it be cool to be at that, even though it's just a preseason game, wouldn't it be cool to be at that game in Las Vegas this weekend? I'll bet you there'll be a ton of Montana people there, because I don't know about you guys, but Las Vegas is kind of becoming the Montana sports capital. You know, some in the western part of the state maybe were Seahawks fans. If you were in the northeastern part of the state, maybe you were Vikings fans. If you weren't like me, like a Broncos fan back in the day, probably more of the South Central folks and more Broncos fans. But man, Vegas is kind of becoming the sports capital of Montana with all the professional teams that are fleeing California like everybody else.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. As skies stay sunny across the area today, high temperatures will range from the upper 80s to the lower 90s. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman to about the low 60s in Billings. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for more sunshine. Highs of 90 in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Walking more and faster can greatly reduce your risk of major heart issues. Researchers looked at more than 36,000 people with hypertension. They found that if they walked more and amped up the speed, the risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart failure decreased. And hitting the benchmark 10,000 steps isn't necessary. Researchers found starting at 2,300 steps a day, for every 1,000 extra steps a person hits per day, they had a 24% 4% lower odds of stroke, 22% lower risk of heart failure, 17% lower risk of major heart and blood vessel problems, and an almost 10% lower risk of heart attack. Walking a little more briskly at 80 steps per minute had a 30% lower risk of serious cardiovascular events. The study was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump says he has secured funding from Congress and private donors to make the Kennedy Center the crown jewel of performing arts.
I think we'll bring it to a higher level than it ever hit. Actually, it hit a certain level, but we're going to bring it to a higher level than it ever hit.
The president is taking a leading role in that project and the productions staged at the Kennedy Center. Shortly after taking office, he replaced many board members with his own selections and named himself chairman of the Board of Trustees.
They'll say Trump made it political, but I think if we make it our kind of political, we'll go up, okay? Let's see if I'm right about that.
President Trump visited the Kennedy Center Wednesday, announcing the latest Kennedy Center honors recipients. The list that includes country artist George Strait, rock and roll band Kiss, and actor Sylvester Stallone. The president is also taking on an additional role. He'll host the Kennedy Center honors in December at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, well, you guys know our friend Becky Hillier. She joins us every Freedom Friday for a look at the bright side. She's a former statewide TV news anchor here in Montana and, of course, has worked in bigger markets as well. But then the other hat that she wears is, of course, she works for the Nile Rodeo and Rodeo Billings. Becky, great to have you on the show once again. I know you got a busy morning, so we don't need to keep you as long as we normally do. But how did the first day, how did the first night go?
Oh, my gosh, Aaron. It was just so great. I think it was better than we expected. You never know with something like this, especially when ticket sales are involved. And it's a brand new event at Thursday night. You know, you really don't know what to expect, but people started filing in. I'm sure there were more than 2,000 people there. We don't have an official capacity, but the stands were just full of people who were screaming, having a great time, laughing, dancing. It was awesome. The competition in the arena was great. The production was great. The folks in our VIP areas had such a good time. They were just so thankful for the opportunity to be there, and everybody, whether they were sitting in the reserved seating of the grandstands or in the VIP areas, I mean, there were just smiles everywhere. People were having a great time, and it just did our hearts good to look around and see this sense of community and this festive atmosphere, most of all in the beautiful outdoors of Montana on a beautiful mid-August evening. I mean, the weather could not have been more perfect. We're so grateful for that. And yeah, it was just a smashing success. So we're thrilled.
That's great to hear. I know I've got a story on our Montana Talks website that I think Tracy Taylor put together for us.
She was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Rodeo Billings launches with big crowds and more. So it looks like the stands were full. Everybody was having a great time. And she even pointed this out. Perfect weather and unforgettable moments. So, talk a little bit more about what were some of those unforgettable moments? Or were you too busy just trying to help keep the show up and running?
I think I walked probably the equivalent of here to Miles City in the VIP areas, just walking back and forth and checking on people, making sure they were having a good time. And that was really what it was about. We wanted people who had paid for that elevated experience to make sure that they, you know, were feeling special and enjoying something that they had never had access to here before. And so I just did a lot of walking. But I'm telling you, in all honesty, every time I looked at people, whether it was in the stands, the VIP tables, people were smiling. And it was just so nice to see that everybody could get together and enjoy this one event. You know, I think probably, of course, to start off the rodeo, the tribute to John Osland, I think everybody got choked up at that. When you see that riderless horse come into the arena, you know, it gets me a little choked up right now just thinking about it. And his picture on the big screen, that was wonderful. It was very touching. And Christy, his wife Christy, was there last night. I visited with her for a while. She's so thankful for the community support and everybody's outpouring of love for John. And I think, you know, it was really good for her to be there and just to feel all of that love that we all had for John. So that was very, very special. And she had about, I think, 15 or 16 family members there as well. And they are our guests for the entire rodeo. We're happy to host them. So just, you know, watching people in the VIP tent and then just the kids getting up dancing. Tate Rhodes, our rodeo clown, did a wonderful job. Garrison Allen is one of those up-and-coming rodeo announcers. He did a wonderful job, as always. And Bob Tallman, you know, the living legend, he is just such a professional and just such a joy to have him here at Billings. It really elevates what we're trying to do even more. So I think for the first night of outdoor rodeo in Billings in 6 years, I think we did it upright. People came out and had a great time. And it definitely is one for the memory bank. I don't think we'll be forgetting that feeling anytime soon.
Well, I'm excited to make it tonight. I'm hopeful that I can make it tonight. I think I'm going to be able to make it happen and get to see it firsthand as well.
Yes, I hope so. I hope you're there, Aaron, because I think you would really appreciate it too. You know, and the thing about rodeo is we just celebrate all of our traditions that we hold dear. You know, these are people who unapologetically love their families, their faith, and their country. And all of those things are celebrated in a rodeo each and every night all across America. We are more than proud to be able to bring that back to Billings in this outdoor setting, which is really where rodeo originated, outdoors. People didn't have nice grandstands to sit in when they were watching the first rodeos. They maybe sat on fence posts or just sat their butt in the dirt. So rodeo has changed a lot from a spectator's point of view, but all of those three things, our faith, family, country, and love of all of those, has never changed, and it never will. And all of that is celebrated in that arena, and it harkens back to more of a time of innocence, and I think people really crave that. So if you come out to the rodeo, you're kind of going to be transported back in time, even though things are still, you know, like we use technology, we have better production value now. But it's just the values and the sense of community that really harkens back to that simpler time that I think people appreciate as well.
Yeah, that's right. I got a great note here from Sam in Kalispell, and if it's the same Sam I'm thinking of, I'm assuming it is. He's the fair manager for the Northwest Montana Fair. He said their first night in Kalispell had world champions turn out, more contestants than they've ever had turn out. And when we were talking with Stoney from the Metro Park, I mean, he was talking about all over the country, all over the region, you're seeing this rodeo revival.
Yeah, there is a resurgence in interest and appreciation for rodeo, for sure. And I think it's really really a great opportunity for all of us out west who, you know, this has been such a big part of our history and who we are, to capitalize on that and bring it to people outside of the rodeo world. When I was working at the PRC...
Well, tell you what, hold that thought for just a second, Becky. Hold that thought. I see we've got to hit the hard break here. Stand by. We'll come back to you right after this, if you can stick with us.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz. Talk about downplaying expectations. At first, President Trump was very optimistic about his upcoming summit meeting with Vladimir Putin to try to negotiate a peace deal and ultimately an end to the war in Ukraine. The illegal invasion of Ukraine, targeting many civilians, launched by Vladimir Putin. Despite the fact that Vladimir Zelensky was not going along, was not going to negotiate while his country remains under attack, and Putin trying to cement gains on the battlefield that he can later claim is now part of Russia.
But after saying, well, you know, it may work, it may not work, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said this is a listening exercise on the part of the president. So nobody should expect any breakthrough in Alaska. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Trump administration issued a new Environmental Protection Agency guidance allowing farmers, truckers, and equipment operators to update diesel engine software to prevent sudden power and speed losses from diesel exhaust fluid systems or DEF systems. Starting with 2027 models, trucks must be designed to avoid severe slowdowns when DEF runs out or sensors fail. For existing vehicles, the new rules replace the current D-rate system, which can cut speeds to 5 miles per hour within hours of notice. A phased approach will be put into place. Since 2010, most diesel trucks and many tractors and construction machines have used selective catalytic reduction systems that inject DEF into exhaust to cut nitrous oxide emissions. The EPA says the change removes bureaucratic delays, addresses major disruptions in farming, trucking, and construction, and responds to widespread complaints that current DEF rules cause unnecessary downtime and economic losses. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins called the move a common sense fix that keeps producers in the field instead of the repair shop. Again, those are revisions to the diesel exhaust fluid or DEF systems for diesel vehicles and machines. I'm Lane Nordblond.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Becky Hillier featuring Rodeo Billings here on this Freedom Friday. Yeah, it's great to get that message from Sam in Kalispell. Maybe Sam can call into the show here after our 7:30 Fox News update to give us a report from Northwest Montana as well. That'd be a ton of fun. But, yeah, Becky, you were telling me during the break there that you guys just had a ton of walk-up people who walked up and purchased tickets for the rodeo yesterday. That's usually typical of most summer rodeos. People kind of play it by ear, look at the weather, they're at the fair anyway. Hey, let's jaunt over to the rodeo. And Montana, that's kind of how Montanans roll. Like, I feel bad for any event planner in Montana that are doing banquets or any event, because we Montanans are like, you know, we don't purchase tickets for stuff until the last minute because, hey, we might be camping. We might be out at the lake. We might be here or there. And then it's like all of a sudden, oh, hey, the rodeo's going on. Ooh, let's go get a ticket.
Right. That's exactly how it is. And when we were talking to some folks at the Metro a few weeks ago, they said this is, you know, typically how it goes at a fair rodeo. The majority of your attendance really does come from walk-up ticket sales. And, I mean, so you're right. Being in the event world, and this is really my first time doing that. I know David has done it all of his life, but, you know, you don't like to see that maybe the ticket sales aren't moving as quickly as you want. But then the day of the event, thank goodness, people come out. But, you know, they come out to see it for the first time, and then they come back because of the great production value, the great entertainment value, and also the great competition. I mean, we had Oren Larson there last night. He's an amazing Canadian saddle bronc rider. Tilden Hooper, one of my favorite bareback riders, he was there. We just had such a great lineup tonight as well. So, you know, people come back again. In fact, I heard from someone who said, we had such a fun time last night. We're going to buy tickets for Saturday for the final night and sit in the grandstands and just have a great time. So they're coming back. because they had an amazing time. You love to hear that. So people will come. They will come and enjoy it, and we will be there to provide the best experience we can.
As we were going to that last hard break, there was a point you were about to make, and I wanted to come back to you, if you can recall, the point you were trying to make, because, yeah, when you're with me on the phone line, I don't think you were able to hear the bumper music, so I wanted to go back to that since it was an abrupt cutoff there.
That's fine. Well, yeah, I was just saying, you know, how we really need to take advantage of this resurgence of interest and popularity of rodeo. When I worked at the PRCA, my common saying was we need to introduce the Western world to the rest of the world, because there are people outside who have never been on a farm or ranch or have never done 4-H or FFA. But so they don't think that they're a cowboy or a cowgirl. But the thing they don't realize is that they share the same values that we share. And so if we introduce ourselves to them and they see who we are and they see what we're about, then all of a sudden they say, wow, I have more in common with that cowboy or that cowgirl than I thought I did. And that's how you cultivate new fans. That's how you cultivate new interest. And so I just think the more we can talk about rodeo, the more we can introduce it to people and make them feel that they're a part of it as well, then rodeo will have a very strong and promising future. We don't want it to go away, because then we lose that tether to our roots and our heritage. And so it's really important that we continue to promote rodeo and introduce it to people and welcome them into experience, instead of being gatekeepers and saying, well, you know, you don't know how to ride a horse, so you're not one of us. Well, it shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't matter, because we share the same values and all are welcome. We just want everybody to come and have a great time and experience a little bit of flair and flavor of our wonderful Western lifestyle.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with Flint Rasmussen, the, you know, Montana great, the legendary rodeo entertainer, on this very topic, where he said, you know, sometimes he says, you know, people who don't always go to rodeo don't feel like it's the most welcoming environment. And the point that I made was like, look at how many businesses here in Montana are Western lifestyle or Western culture businesses.
Exactly.
Clothing, boots, hats, you know, I mean, heck, if you got a horse, you know, all the money you can spend on a horse. But when we promote the Western lifestyle, when more people become of the part of that Western lifestyle, well, I think it also further endears them to the Western values of patriotism and faith and so much more. Right. And so it's important to the American fabric, but it's also important to business and the bottom line for Western businesses, many of which are based, some of the best ones right here in Montana. Well, Becky Hillier, we look forward to seeing you, David Allen, and the whole crew tonight. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us as always, and happy Freedom Friday to you.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Great to be with you again.
All right, and so I think there are some walk-up tickets available tonight for any of you in the Billings area, or those of you who are looking to make the trip for Rodeo Billings tonight. All right, let's see. We'll get to the Fox News update here in just a second, and then we've got phone lines open for you. If you got something you want to talk about here for a quick few minutes, and then coming up after our 7:35 break here. I'm already an hour ahead here. After our 7:35 break, I think our friend Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch is going to be joining us here on the program. So stand by, back here in 60 seconds right after this Fox News update. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well if you just want to shoot off a quick message here on this Freedom Friday. And, of course, George Blackard. In you think about what has driven this big push for the Western lifestyle in recent years, what helped fuel a lot of this Western cultural revitalization craze, whatever you want to call it. Look, Taylor Sheridan and his shows, right? The show Yellowstone. I mean, that got so many people, and I think really helped fuel this Western, surge, this Western revolution, revitalization, whatever the heck you want to call it. That actually ties into a clip that I was going to share earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. So Greg Gutfeld, the king of late night, Greg Gutfeld, last night on his show, he had a great opening monologue, and he basically was talking about how Americans in the United States is moving right. The United States is moving to the right, is moving towards the conservative agenda, the pro-America agenda. And by the way, they're having fun with it at the same time. Let me see if I got this. Yeah, here we go. Okay, let me see. Was it not playing? Oh, here we go. There we go. I got it ready for you now.
So the culture is shifting, and you can feel it, can't you? It's like when Nirvana came around, and suddenly I could book Motley Crue for my birthday party. For years, the left owned the culture. They told us what was funny and what was offensive. At any moment, you'd be canceled for outlandish opinions, like maybe that Miss America shouldn't be able to pee standing up. But then it happened, the flip. Together we told the woke left to stick their scolding where the sun don't shine. You know, Michael Moore's feet. And it's more than satisfying, it's liberating because America is fun again. For instance, Trump's planning a UFC fight at the White House. I hear, all right, twice. I hear they're gonna make Nancy Pelosi the ring girl. Yeah. And hold up the number of facelifts she had this week. Then there's the Kennedy Center Honors, where Trump honored Kiss and Sly Stallone. You know, if it were still Joe Biden, he would have picked his favorite band, the Visiting Angels. They do a killer rendition of Stairway to Heaven.
All right, there you go. By the way, I mentioned Taylor Sheridan in the show Yellowstone. There's another great soundbite where he talks about Taylor Sheridan, and if any of you watch this TV show, Landman, yeah, that's a great show as well, but it's basically, think of it like Yellowstone. If Yellowstone is to ranching, Landman is to the Texas oil field. So similar type of play there. But anyway, I'll play that soundbite for you here a little bit later. All right, looks like we got to take another quick break here. And then Brian Massard, Reminis Angus Rancher to Dillon, Montana. You know, he's been front and center in these MAHA conversations, Make America Healthy Again. So we're going to get a MAHA update and more from Brian Massard with Reminis Angus Ranch right after this.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got to play this Landman clip for you from Greg Gutfeld as well. He was talking about how the United States of America, the people of the U.S. are moving right, moving back to these pro-America values, moving back towards the conservative side. And by the way, they're having fun with it at the same time. Another part of that great opening monologue by the king of late night, Greg Gutfeld, last night, he talked about how even Hollywood, to a certain extent, is starting to push in that direction as well. So we'll get to that one here in a few minutes. First, though, great to have Brian Massard with Reminis Angus Ranch out of Dillon, Montana, back with us here on the show. Brian, how you been? Great to hear from you.
Good to talk to you, Aaron. Doing good. Summer's, we're on our last leg of it, and so the hay's all done, and we're AI-ing our cattle. We breed, and you know, most guys are pulling their bulls out. We're just not putting ours in, so that's what's going on this end of the state.
Never any downtime for you, is there?
No, which is good. It's good for me.
Keeps you out of trouble, right? Yeah, it's like early morning radio. You know, it's then you just have to go to bed earlier. So it's like, you know, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock typically, anyway, right?
That's right. It costs money.
Well, you mentioned it. You know, man, it's crazy. It's already August 15th, middle of August, and I'm planning out events heading into the fall now, and it's like, holy cow, I'm already putting stuff on the calendar for, of course, September, October, maybe even a little bit into November. And I don't know if you can tell folks about this yet, but one of the things I got on my calendar is to try to come visit you in early October, I think, in Dillon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that event, October 2nd. We're the last stop on the Montana Angus Tour, and we're the dinner stop. And it is going to be very unique, very exciting stop. It's going to be a little different than all the other stops, and we're really looking forward to putting that whole thing together.
Well, that'll be exciting. We'll talk more about that, of course, here in the weeks ahead. Give us the latest, what you're hearing about the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda, especially from a cattle rancher's standpoint.
Well, it's very shocking to me what's going on, and the opportunities that we've been given are just amazing. I spoke with Secretary Kennedy a couple weeks ago. He asked me to please talk to President Trump's personal ag advisor, and so I reached out to him, had a long conversation with him, and discussed some serious policy issues that have got to be changed. And I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked at where he was and the need that he understands some of these policy changes that have got to take place. And then another group has asked me to lead them in a discussion just specifically on federal lands management with Brooke Rollins. And we've got a meeting set up with her. And so we're headed back to D.C. there, and we'll discuss some specifics there with her. And, you know, you think about, is this all just for Reminis Angus? And it's not. It's for our customers. It's for rural America and what happened to the small towns. You know, we've talked about saturated fat and how that's dried up rural America all across the country, not just the ranches, chicken farmers and dairies. And it's really neat to be working beyond Reminis Angus, to be really working beyond. I mean, we're paying for advertising. We're trying to make a living in the ranching deal and in the beef deal. But if we can get some tweaks done to ag policy, federal lands and trade and some of these things that really help defy rural America, it's the greatest customer service I've been able to work on in my lifetime, and it'll be the greatest thing that we can get done for our industry. I'm unofficially can say that the dietary guidelines are going to get flipped on their head, and that's all from saturated fat, the discussions we've had with Secretary Kennedy, and he has listened and he's asked for help and he has assured me that's going to happen, but it's all official. Unofficial at this point.
Unofficial, yeah.
That announcement.
That'll be exciting when that happens. I mean, we've already seen, like, the cereal industry, for example, make some big change. What was it, Kellogg's that I heard was the latest one to make some big changes in you know, alignment with the MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again agenda. That's very cool to hear that you're going to be a part of these, you know, how to better manage our federal lands conversation with the Secretary of Agriculture and others. Have you seen, you know, I mentioned Taylor Sheridan. Well, first, did you ever watch Yellowstone? Because I know a number of ranchers that have never watched Yellowstone. But also, did you see Tom Opry, our friend Tom Opry out of the Flathead? He produced this film called The Real Yellowstone. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but one of the things I really appreciated that was included in Tom Opry's The Real Yellowstone, he was making the point how ranchers are good for wildlife. The way ranchers manage their land, it's better for wildlife. And you know, and I've told some of my, you know, fellow sportsmen friends, you know, I don't look at when I'm out there hunting, I don't look at public land versus private land. I look at managed land versus unmanaged or mismanaged land. And ranchers, just like they provide better wildlife habitat, why do you think all the wildlife are on the ranches? Well, it's because they better manage their land. So if we better managed our federal lands, we'd have better wildlife opportunity on our federal lands as well. And that's why we need grazing on federal lands.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it any better. I got the opportunity when I was in junior high for about 3 years. We got to go and ride on Forest Service permit for 2.5 months in the summer. And there was not a day that went by that we did not see numerous, all kinds of wildlife up there. And that's what we need to get back to. But do you know what was going on up there? They were logging up there. They were cutting. The trails were cut up there. There was fencing up there that kept the cattle where they needed to be around, and they bounced around. And there wasn't a fight on access. There wasn't a fight on all the public's herd of elk are all now down on the private land. And so having that discussion, and then the key point that I really want to bring to them is, ranching provides open space for all the wildlife that we all want to protect. And when you lose ranches, when they can't afford to make a living because all the AUMs have been cut down and because of the lack of forestry and management up there, we can't run as many cattle. We have to send hired employees to town to different jobs. The Forest Service has to send employees. They don't have people out in the field. When they sell out, and that turns into subdivisions and septic tanks, then humanity encroaches upon the very habitat we're trying to protect. And so it is vital to have good, sustainable ranching going on all across the West.
That's right. You know, another angle that was included in this Real Yellowstone film that I appreciated as well, it's a point that you've made before, but basically, okay, you run a cattle ranch, right? And I'm not going to ask you how many acres, you know, but aside from running a ranch, it's not like there's a cow on every single acre, right? You've made this point, and I think it was actually a bison rancher who was featured in the film The Real Yellowstone. He made this point. He basically said, I run a carbon capture operation. Because I keep these grasslands open and because I keep these grasslands as grasslands because of my ranch, it's basically one gigantic carbon capture operation, capturing the carbon that all you climate alarmists always complain about, right?
Absolutely. The cows are carbon neutral, 100% carbon neutral. And so it's just a myth. It's like all the other narratives that you have to work your butt off to defuse. It's untrue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got some great products. I know you're talking beyond Reminisce Angus and what you're doing for the country and what you're doing for your customers and the industry as a whole. And, of course, you're a former president of the Montana Stock Growers, so you've been involved in these types of conversations for a long time. But you've also fundamentally got a great product. I've picked up your jerky at some of the town pump stores. I've gotten to eat your beef bacon, your beef steaks, and so much more. And so best places now. I know it seems like every time we talk to you, there's more and more places they can find your products on the shelves, or they can, of course, get a hold you at the Reminisce Angus Ranch website as well.
Yeah, for sure. REMAngus.com. The new Town and Country store in Helena is having a grand opening on the 23rd. We'll be up there cooking kielbasas and bacon and hot dogs and some burgers up there. So if anybody's going to be around Helena for that event, that's the Town and Country store, the new one in Helena. And then also by Labor Day, I'm not quite sure I'll have it. I know by Labor Day we'll have our whipped beef tallow cream will be out and live on and available. It's going to be available on Amazon first, but then we're going to try to get it into as many gift shops and scatter it out across the country as we can. But that's exciting.
Is that like a lotion?
Beef business is very tough.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a whipped cream. And so if you have a cut, if you have a sliver, if you have dry skin, if you have a burn, anything, you know, in the spring when I'm irrigating and it's cold out there, I get all those cracks around your fingernails.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Man, you talk about healing you up. Beef tallow is the closest thing to skin composition as you can get. And so it's just a natural healer.
Oh, man, I got to try some of that, especially when it's 40 below in February. You're right. You're just driving to work with your heater pumping and your knuckles are all cracked and they're bleeding, you know. And then you do some trip to Miami and all of a sudden you're not cracked and bleeding anymore. But, hey, get some beef tallow cream to throw on there. Well, I'm excited for that product. We'll have to try that one out as well. Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus Ranch out of Dillon. Always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too as well. Yeah, that Helena event sounds like that'll be a great time coming up. I think that's already a week from tomorrow. Okay, let's see. Quick break back after this.
They say to only bring what you can carry. So with the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition Tremor, bring a lot. Like three dirt bikes, a few tents, an entire crew ready to make memories. A panoramic 24-inch display, and the confidence to push your limits. The all-new 2025 Ford Expedition Tremor.
Always consult the owner's manual before offer driving. Know your terrain and trail difficulty and use appropriate safety gear. Max payload varies based on accessories, vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Always properly secure cargo.
Fox News commentary.
That controversial Sydney Sweeney jeans ad bothered almost nobody, a new poll found. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Liberals were outraged over that Sydney Sweeney Good Jeans American Eagle ad, but what about everyday Americans? According to a recent Economist YouGov poll, a meager 12% of Americans said they found the campaign offensive. Nearly 40% of respondents found the campaign to be clever, and another 39% said it was neither. 8% didn't know how to feel. Unsurprisingly, the survey also found that men were far less likely to find the ad offensive and more likely to label it clever. Women were more likely to find it offensive, but even that total was only 17%. Unsurprisingly, Republican respondents viewed the ad more favorably than Democrats. All this to say, the overblown media reaction to an ad about jeans was totally ridiculous. Those who were truly offended by a pretty girl and a play on words, quite frankly, need to get a grip. It's not worth getting your undies or your jeans in a twist. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. As skies stay sunny across the area today, high temperatures will range from the upper 80s to the lower 90s. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-50s in Bozeman to about the low 60s in Billings. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for more sunshine. Highs of 90 in Bozeman to the mid-90s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, this was a crazy demolition derby video out of the High Line of Montana. This took place in Glasgow. The number five car flips it in reverse, flies over the berm, crashes through the fence. Check out the video. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Plus, it was a fundraiser for a good cause. But the video's crazy. We've got that and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or better yet, if you get the Montana Talks app on
the identity theft issues, guaranteed. Or your money back. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Beck at lifelock.com. Terms apply.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Oh, Caden, am I back up here? Send me a message. Yeah, I'm not hearing the program. Okay, I'm back on. All right, thank you. Yeah, I've got the, it's funny, I've got those break times memorized when I go to the commercial break, but I haven't memorized when we come out of the commercial break. So, and I was playing around trying to listen to some audio here. So I was trying to screen this Gutfeld clip for a second, but I checked it earlier. There's no bad words that you should hear. They're all beeped out here. All right, so yeah, that was my mistake there, Caden. Yeah, equipment's working fine. I just had my mic muted, and I couldn't hear the commercial break or the bumper music coming out of the break there. So, inside baseball for you guys out there listening, while I'm testing out this new remote site audio equipment here this morning. All right, so a few minutes ago, I played this Greg Gutfeld clip earlier where he was talking about. Yeah, don't worry about it, Caden. It was me playing an audio file here. That's what you were hearing, and that, so yeah, don't worry about it. I appreciate the feedback, though. All right, so Greg Gutfeld earlier, I played this clip where he was talking about how Americans are moving right and they're having fun. And then he went into another part of his monologue where he talked about how Hollywood, in a way, is moving right as well.
Hollywood must feel like a cannibal at potluck because they keep getting served middle fingers. Director Taylor Sheridan is making anti-woke shows that dominate the ratings. Yellowstone became a huge series that spawned two prequels and five spinoffs. And who can forget this moment from Landman?
You want to guess how much oil it takes to lubricate that thing or winterize it? And it's 20-year lifespan. It won't offset the carbon footprint of making it. We have 120-year petroleum-based infrastructure. Our whole lives depend on it. Hell, it's in everything. That road we came in on, the wheels on every car ever made, including yours, it's in tennis rackets and lipstick and refrigerators and antihistamines, soap, hand lotion, garbage bags, fishing boats, you name it. Everything.
Wow. On Netflix, A Defense of Fossil Fuels, which is something Joe Biden will be when he's cremated. end the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle controversy. Instead of the bitter taste of cancellation, America chose big racks and biological facts. A woman whose bulges are in her sweater, not between her legs.
And that's Greg Gutfeld's unwoke update of the week there. All right, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that one. Let's see, got a great message from a listener in Deer Lodge here saying this. I'm all in with Brian Massard, but where are people supposed to go? We're told to have big families, but there's nowhere to go. That's why everyone leaves small town Montana, and it's the biggest problem facing towns like Deer Lodge. Subdivision developers are not the problem. The American Prairie Reserve is the problem. I'm with you on the APR. Huge problem for the state of Montana. Thanks so much for that message. Hey, by the way, speaking of beef, you know, when I do my diet tune-ups, I'm in the middle of a diet tune-up with Billings Last Diet right now. You know, I can, for most of the week, I can do like chicken or fish or something like that when I have my ideal protein, you know, a portion for the evening, right, on top of the ideal protein snacks. But, man, there's just something about Montana beef. When I get that steak, man, it's just like, holy cow, you feel way more nourished. And so if you're ever doing a diet tune-up and you're just like, oh, I just need something to make me truly feel satisfied, that's what Montana beef does. But that's the thing with Billings Last Diet is it's all about getting the ideal amount of protein so that your body holds on to the muscle mass but burns fat and just shreds that fat off. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a diet tune-up right now. My first week tune-up was like great check-in. So I'm excited about that. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.